So last week was Easter, right? And we really celebrated the fact that he is risen. Amen. And even though we celebrate that daily, we put extra emphasis on it last Sunday. Amen. Because Jesus died on for our sins, and God raised him from the dead. Amen. That's really what it's all about. And God raised us from the dead right along with him. Amen. From those dead works that we were doing. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. It's not about us. It's about Jesus. And you know what was so awesome is he showed us last week that death is a teacher. You all remember that? See, many people won't go to church, but they will go to a funeral. They'll go to a funeral. Amen. And the scripture says, forsake not yourselves from assembling together. Amen. So they'll assemble at a funeral, but the word of God is still going forth at the funeral. Somebody gonna preach it. Amen. And listen to me, saints, with all these shootings today, all these deaths by shooting, it's quite a bit of assembling going on right now. Amen. We're doing a whole lot of assembling. So I guess if you refuse to honor the word, he has to find other ways to get truth to you. Because he don't want his will is for none to perish, but all to come to repentance. That's the will of God. So, you know, like in my family, and you all might can relate to this, we would all get together at a funeral and it was like a family reunion, right? And then we would always say, why do we keep coming together like this? Why don't we just have a reunion? Amen. But it would always be when somebody passed away, then the family would decide to get together. Amen. See, we want to get together like this. This is how we should be getting together. Amen. We're a family in Jesus' name, but we should all be gathering together just like this. This is a real celebration. Amen. Not to say that a funeral is not, because many are. You know, if they died in Christ, that's a celebration. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But God is just, saints. He's merciful. He's full of grace and mercy. And he wants to get his word to us. So death really is a teacher. Amen. Elder Vic and I just went to a funeral. When did we go? Friday, Vic. And the woman of God spoke a powerful word. You know what her message was? This. I recommend Jesus. That was the message. Amen. When people call you with all their problems, listen to me, saints. Listen to them. Go through all of it. Give them that ear. And then at the end of the day, you know what you're going to say? Come on. I recommend Jesus. That was a powerful word. What a great recommendation. People like recommendations, saints. You know, it's like, what restaurant should I go to? You know, they want a recommendation. What's a good movie? They want a recommendation. What school should I send my kid to? Huh? We like recommendations, amen? But as Christians, when we are making our recommendations, let the final lasting one be, if you desire a great life, what are we gonna do, saints? I recommend Jesus, amen? What a word. Oh my God, I'm so excited about that word. It was awesome. Amen. Last week, what did we talk about? Being in the best position, right? We learned from Mary and Martha and Lazarus that the best position is at the feet of Jesus, hearing the word of God. Is that what we got out of that? Studying the word is a great position, saints. In prayer, great position. Amen. Again, at the feet of Christ, hearing the word of God is the best position you can ever be in. Amen. Right now, saints, if you're here right now, you're in the best position you can, and nothing else you could be doing better than what you're doing right now. Nothing. Amen. That's what we got to get in our spirit. You know, because people make all these excuses and they miss it. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, if I don't do this, then this is not going to happen, that's not going to happen. And the devil love to give excuses for you can miss this time right here. He'll give you a zillion. You like excuses, he'll give them to you. And they'll sound good. Well, you know, if I could have just, but I had to. He don't care. He do not want you to be in this position you in right now. Why? Because it's the best position you can possibly be in. Amen. Hearing the word of God. People mad at y'all right now for choosing the best part. Remember, Martha was mad at Mary. She said, I'm cleaning up, I'm doing all this stuff. And Mary's laying at the feet of Jesus. And she told Jesus, would you tell her to come and help me? Jesus said, look, you real cumbersome. You busy, you too busy. He said, I can't take her away from the best part to come and help you. Amen. Listen to me, saints of God. Here, there's some revelation for you. When they call you and it's God's time for you to sit and listen to the word of God, you got to say, I can't be pulled away to do anything and miss this word. That's what Jesus told. Hey, I can't pull her away from the best part. This the best part of the week. Amen. Oh, Lord. You got to get this one, saints. Oh, Lord, they mad at y'all right now. Why they not out here working? Why we got to work on Sunday? Amen. Because they don't understand what the best part is. They think that chasing the money is the best part. Amen. Oh, no. Work on Sunday, I got to drive Uber. That's what they think. I'm giving y'all a piece of meat. Amen. Oh, no, I got to, and they mad at y'all. Y'all get to come and sit. I bet they be watching y'all all dressed up and y'all ready to go get the best part. And they looking like, now, why we out here got to try these Ubers? Because they missing it. They missed the best part. They probably talking to God. God, can't they come? Can you tell them to come out here and drive some Uber too? Can you tell them to? I'm serious, saints of God. Nothing you could be doing is more important than what you're doing right now, saints. It's about hearing and receiving the word of God. That's the best position for you to be in. Amen. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I got a question for you, though. You know, I always got questions, right? See if y'all can answer this one right here. Thank you, Jesus. I had this book turned to a certain spot. Here's the question, though. Are you noticing that the world is getting more and more wicked and unpredictable? Are you noticing that? Lord, have mercy. It's just incredibly wicked, and it's getting even more wicked, right? How do you... You know, they killed their little baby, and then they got us all looking for the baby. Amen. Everybody looking for the baby. The police them kind of was on to them, though. The police say, nah, y'all know what happened to that baby. Huh? Or how does a man throw a baby on the fourth floor over a rail at the mall? Sister Dorch brought that to us. We prayed for him and the baby and the family. How do you do that? It's just wicked. It's getting more and more wicked. But I'm going to tell y'all this. I still got the answer. We got the answer. What's the answer? Christ. Christ is still the answer. Amen. I got to tell y'all this, though, because time is quickly running out. We must bring Christ to a dying world. We got to do it. We got to take every opportunity. You all hear me, saints? We miss a lot of opportunity. We just miss it. Look how I missed my own son. I was thinking about he going to school for some academics. Amen. Huh? But right now the world is dying. It's out of control. Amen. So we got to recommend, come on. We got to recommend Jesus. Amen. The lady was so on point with that one. I recommend Jesus. if we don't do it, time is going to run out, saints. It's going to be too late. The scriptures say it can be a time when it's too late. And we see all the signs of the end time right now. Truth be told, God gives us a means to do his will. He gives us means, provisions. He provides for us. And when we use his provisions, he multiplies them. Amen. We're blessed to be a blessing. It was incredible when I heard the praise queen. She was praying this morning. Huh? How God has blessed us to be a blessing and we have the means. God provide provisions for us. That's what the provisions are for. Amen. Because at the end of the day, all this stuff is going to be gone. So while we got the provisions, we got to use it for the body of Christ. Amen. It should be packed in here. We're not recommending Jesus. We got to recommend Jesus, saints of God, to everybody. You know, I remember the young lady who we rented her place over in Matson over there. What was the name of it? Wade Ann's. She gave me this, and it was a powerful word. She said, everybody she talked to, when she finished talking, they know what she does. I'm an event planner. I have a place. I can do events in my place. And that's how we should be. Everybody we talk to, at the end of the day, we should have recommended Jesus. Everybody. We don't discriminate. Just talk. Everybody you talk to, recommend Jesus. Amen. I got to get there myself. Because sometimes I walk away and I'm like, man, I missed that opportunity. Then I try to think, oh, let me call them. Let me, you know, but we got to be in that mindset because time is running out. He gives us provisions to do what we need to do. Amen. When we bring somebody to Christ, saints, we can't discriminate. Because sometimes we see a person that has this world's goods or this world's riches, and we think that they're okay. You know, we say, they got, all their needs are met. That is not so. Amen. Because what's the main thing they need? Salvation. You want to bring salvation to their house. Amen. They have riches, but the main thing is to get salvation to that house. Remember when Jesus met Saul on the road to Damascus? Saul had a dramatic lifestyle change. Remember, Saul was, he was killing Christians. Amen. But he went from death to life, from killing God's people to getting them saved. Amen. Paul, as we call him, the Gentiles call him, wrote almost all the New Testament. He dealt with Jews and Gentiles. See, he didn't discriminate, you know. So when we see someone who has this world's goods, same thing applies to them. And we see someone who has lack, same thing applies. We recommend Jesus. Amen. I'm going to show you all that in the scriptures. Although Paul's assignment, saints, was primarily to the Gentiles, but he blessed all of them. And once they see Christ and receive him in their house, they will begin to desire a correct lifestyle. And that's the beautiful thing to see. Once they see who Christ really is and they receive him in their house, this is the house right here. Remember, this is not the house. This is the house. When they receive Christ in their house, dramatic changes you're going to see being made. Amen. They begin to desire a correct lifestyle. They want to be right. They want to right all the wrongs in their life. That's the effect Jesus has. Amen. Incredible changes take place, saints. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. You all know what happened, how he transformed us. Let me show it to you in the scriptures. Look at Luke. Go to Luke chapter 19. I want to show this one to you in the scriptures. We got to introduce them to Christ, saints, to bring salvation to their house. Amen. And time is getting so slim. I mean, we haven't seen this kind of wickedness. But we see all the signs. Don't we see all the signs? All right, let's see. Let's do some easy stuff. Look at the weather. It's almost May. It's snowing. All the signs are in place. We got to be about our Father's business. This is the time to do it. Amen? We got to recommend Jesus. All right, you all at Luke chapter 19? All right, look at verse 1. It says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. All right, you all know Jericho was a town with a lot of history, right? When Joshua was headed to the promised land, you all remember how they had to walk around Jericho and them walls fell down. You can't keep God out. Listen to catch this revelation. When you recommend Jesus, when you bring him, see, them walls is up. That's the problem. The walls are up. But you can't keep God out of when the walls is up. He had us walking around before we left the place. Remember we walked around there 7 times? That's how they did at Jericho. He was preparing me for this word. God is something else, too. Isn't he something else? He's preparing me to deliver this to you all. Amen. They can't keep. So then when they walked around, the walls fell down. Now, some say, well, it was an earthquake. That's what knocked them. Nobody wants to give God his glory. Oh, it wasn't them walking around in the wall. It was an earthquake. But when they went in and destroyed that city, amen, and burned it, amen. And although Rahab, I want you all to see this in that part of that story. Rahab was the harlot, and her family. When Joshua went in and they destroyed Jericho, they saved Rahab, who was a harlot, and the family because she hid the spies. You all remember that? Spies went in to spy out Jericho, and she hid them. So they saved her. Walls fell down. I know she was looking like, what's about to happen? But they spared her. Jesus did many miracles in Jericho, saints. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's look at verse 2. Look at verse 2. It says, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. I want you all to see this one here. So we got a rich sinner? Because they say the tax collectors, you know, they were sinners, publicans. You know, and the Israelites, oh, they hated tax collectors. They just like we do. Y'all know y'all don't like the IRS. Be like, well, I got a letter from who? they was like that. They hated, the Israelites hated the tax collectors. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But this scripture says he was the chief among the publicans. So he had tax collectors working under him. Amen. Lord, have mercy. The rich tax collector, the publican. Thank you, Lord. I want to show you all something. I want to show y'all some irony before I continue. Turn, because here's the thing. It's talking about him being a tax collector, and he was really rich. But the scripture before, it talks about how a rich man can't get into the kingdom. In verse 18, turn to verse, just turn back to verse 18 for a second. Chapter 18, I'm sorry. Luke chapter 18. I want to show you some irony. You got to catch this one here. Luke chapter 18. Everybody there? Look at verse Luke 18 and 18. It says, and a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So this certain ruler that was asking Jesus, what he needs to do to inherit eternal life, that's how rich people think. They want to know, how can I keep this forever? That's really what they want to know. You got all this money. You think you want to die and leave here? You want to keep it forever. So that's what the rich ruler was saying. What do I need to do to inherit eternal life so I can keep all my riches forever? I don't never want to let them go. Amen. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Now we know Jesus is God. Amen. But he told him, why callest him good? Because, you know, the scripture says no good thing in the flesh. Jesus was God in the flesh. He was in flesh. And he was saying, I don't want y'all to even think anything good in flesh. So don't, why you calling me good? I'm in this flesh body right now. Amen. He said, only God is good. Amen. Look at verse 20. He said, then Jesus tells him, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these I have kept from my youth up. So the rich ruler said, I'm doing all of that. Look at verse 22. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yes, yet lackest thou one thing. It's always one thing, isn't it? That's why you can't be thinking the law is going to justify you. I'm going to justify my life by the law. Why? Because you can't keep it. Jesus told him, yeah, you did all that, but you lack one thing. How many things it take to keep you out of there? One. One thing. Adam only did one thing wrong. Huh? He just told, he said, don't eat from that tree of the knowledge of good. That's all he did. It was just one thing. But it messed up everything. Amen. So he said, yes, lacketh thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. Wow. So he told him, you know, and this was a rich ruler now. So he told him, hey, you got to sell all that and distribute to the poor, and then follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. How rich was he? Very rich. Amen. It's so much revelation in that verse. There's so many different things people say about that. Amen. My thing is this. When he told them to trade what he had, Jesus really wants us all to trade what we got. What do we have? Our way of doing things. Trade your way of doing things for my way of doing things and follow me. Follow. See, that's a tough one. A lot of us walk away sad. We don't want to trade our way. We want to do it our way. We want to do what we want to do. Amen. But God's way is a whole nother way. He say, trade your way and do it my way. Then come and follow me. Do it my way. That's what he's really saying to him. Amen. He said, when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. He was very used to doing it his way. Amen. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, who then can be saved? Peter's and them like, wait a minute. Because Peter and them wasn't broke. Amen. They was fishermen. They had businesses. Say, wait, who in the world can be saved then? Look at verse 27. He said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. See, with man in the flesh, ain't no way to be saved. It's impossible. That's what he's telling them. It's things that's impossible. But with God, what? Everything is possible. Amen. You can't do it without God. That's why we're in here. Lord, we can't do this thing without you. Lord, we need you. You're not optional in our lives. You're a necessity. We need you in our life, Lord. We can't do it without him. Amen. And that's what Jesus was telling them here. Things that which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, lo, we have left all and followed thee. See, he wasn't, but he said, we left everything. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that have left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time. When did he say he's going to receive him? Right now, and in the world to come, life everlasting. The rich ruler didn't get that peace. He say, so when he say, let it all go, he didn't know that he's going to receive all these things in this time. You didn't let anything. You're going to have all this and more in this time and in the life to come. See, he didn't get that. He didn't understand that. And that's what he was trying to let his disciples know. Hey, man, if you'd left everything to do it God's way, amen, you left all your ways to do it, you're going to have things in this life and in the life to come. That's what it's all about. See, many of us don't understand. We just want it when? In this life. We just want it now. Amen. We ain't worried about that everlasting life. That's a true treasure. Jesus was trying to show them what the true treasure really is, saints. The true treasure is glory to glory, all in all, now and forever. That's the true treasure. He was hooked up. He didn't have the treasure. The treasure had him. We know that. He couldn't let it go. Amen. The thought of it. Praise God. All right, go back now. I want you all to remember that. Remember that piece, right? Okay, go back. Look at verse 3 in Luke 19. So Zacchaeus was chief among the publicans, and he was rich too. All right? Look at verse 3. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. See, the streets was lined with people, saints, wanting to see Jesus. And so Zacchaeus was small. He couldn't get to him because of all the people, because of the press. That's what this scripture is saying. And you know, Jesus had raised Lazarus of Bethany. We talked about that last week, right? And Bethany is less than 15 miles away from Jericho. So you know they want to see Jesus. It's packed. We want to see this man who raised somebody from. We want to see him. Amen. All right. Look at verse 4. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Imagine that now, saints. We got a rich man climbing a tree to see Jesus. He had to humble himself to do that, didn't he? He was desperate to see Christ. Huh? He climbed a tree. Could you imagine that? Look at verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Look at this miracle right here, saints. Huh? He's telling Zacchaeus he got to abide at his house. Salvation has come to stay at the rich sinner's house. Y'all seeing this? Okay, look at verse 6. And he made haste and came down. And how did he receive him? Joyfully. He received him joyfully. Zacchaeus' heart was prepared, saints. Before he send you out, saints, when you go to that person, he'll prepare that heart for you. Amen. Zacchaeus' heart was prepared. It was ready. He made haste. He hurried up and came and received him joyfully. Amen. Look at verse 7. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Huh? That's what I was telling you all earlier today. You see y'all sitting here getting the best part, and they be murmuring. Why they running out every Sunday, going, they be murmuring about y'all. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. And God don't like murmuring and complaining. Remember when they was going through the desert, murmuring and complaining what we gonna eat? Why he take us out of Egypt and brought us out here to die? Foolishness. You know, he doesn't like that. Amen. God does not like murmuring and complaining. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus came to seek and save the lost saints, and he don't discriminate. Amen. He going to live. He said he got to stay at the rich sinner's house. Did you all see this? Amen. See, and what did I tell y'all earlier? Okay, I just called. What I tell you, if they got money or not, that don't mean you got to bring salvation to them. That's what they need. Amen. So don't discriminate. Don't think everything is okay. Oh, they okay. They got this. They got that. No, you got to get salvation to their house. Amen. Now they're okay. All right, I want to show you all that. Y'all going to stay with me now. Look at verse 8. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Did you all see this was going on right here? See, Zacchaeus, what did I say? His heart was ready. He had that repentant heart. Amen. He wanted to make restitution for his wrongdoing. He said, I'm going to give half to the poor. Is that what he said? I'm going to give half to the poor. Look at the contrast between Zacchaeus, this rich sinner, and the rich ruler. Jesus didn't even ask Zacchaeus for this. He didn't say, well, you know what you need to do? You need to sell what you have. Zacchaeus just automatic, soon as salvation came to the door, he said, look, I'm a repay. If I did anything to anybody, I'm going to do that. And if you know the law back then, if you took some, if you gained some finances illegally, you was only required to give 1/5. That was the law. He said, I'm going to give four. How did he put it? He said half, right, exactly. Almost half. Amen. And he just gave that automatically. He didn't even, you know, the rich ruler was like, no, I can't do it. I'm walking away sad. But Zacchaeus was like, this is what I'm going to do. You know, right out of the gate, I want you all to see these different hearts. Amen. He said, I'm going to restore them fourfold. He willingly restored them, saints. Look at verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is a son of Abraham. That's all believers, saints. We all believers are sons of Abraham. Believers in Christ. Because of faith. Because of Abraham's faith. Amen. Zacchaeus received that salvation, saints, because of faith. Amen. And Jesus said he's the son of Abraham. Amen. Look at verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost. See, Jesus left the security of heaven and came to earth to save the lost. That's what we got to get in our spirit because time is running out. Amen. We can't look at all those other things. We just got to bring salvation to their house. Amen. We can't look at, well, they got this or they got that or they don't have this or they don't. We got to bring it to their house. Look at verse 11. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable because he was nigh to Jerusalem and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. See, when they saw that kind of thing, they thought that he was on his way to Jerusalem to overthrow the Romans and establish his kingdom right then. That's what they thought. It says, because they thought the kingdom of God should immediately appear. Amen. They didn't understand how the victory would come through that cross. Nobody knew that one. Huh? They just thought, hey, the kingdom of God is about, Jesus is about to go there. He's on his way to Jerusalem. He's going to overthrow it and be king. That's how they thought. They didn't know. Amen. Look at verse 12. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom. And what, saints? And to return. See, he was trying to let them know. Yeah, I'm going to go to Jerusalem to receive that kingdom when I return. Amen. He was trying to let them in. He had to speak to them in parables because he couldn't blow the cross deal. He had to do to crucify that flesh. He knew that had to happen so we can be saved. Amen. So he couldn't get out of time with it. But he wanted to just give them a little parable. So he gave them this one. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. So here he got his servants. What did he do? The woman of God was praying this. He gave them provisions to his servants and said, take care of my people till I return. That's what he's doing with us. Take care of them until I return. Amen. I bless you to do what? Be a blessing. Amen. I'm blessing you to be a blessing. Now take care of my people till I get back. I'm going to return. That's really what he's saying. That's why your blessings multiply. Amen. As you keep on doing the will of God, doing the work of God, it multiplies. He's going to make sure you have enough. Amen. See, people think, or sometimes it's portrayed like, God wants you to be super wealthy so you could just be super wealthy. God has a plan. Amen. That's why to whom much is given, come on, much is required. Amen. You just don't get it. And then it's just, oh, I'm going to sit. No, he wants you to do some powerful work in the kingdom of God. Huh? That's why he's going to give it to you now and everlasting. Amen. I want you all to catch this revelation. Now, how do we get from what we were talking about to now he's talking about here's the provisions that I'm giving to you. He wants to make it plain. Look at this, saints. Look at 14. But his citizens, what, saints? See, that's the problem. The citizens, we go to, they don't like Jesus. Amen. The citizens hate him. And sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man reign over us. See, they don't want Jesus. They want to do their own thing. That's what we're up against. See, I want to make this plain to y'all because we're running out of time. Amen. We can't keep missing opportunity. I missed it. Amen. His mama talking about, hey, when you get down there, you find a church. I'm talking about, you better pass them subjects. You better do this and don't lose your honor. Don't be chasing them girls. And his mama say, find a church. That's what he needed to do first. Amen. I don't want y'all to, I don't like missing it. Amen. I don't want to miss this piece. Now, every opportunity that I have, I got to recommend Jesus. Amen. Get this in your spirit. Everyone, the world is full of problems. Don't we see it, saints? It's crazy right now. And we're not recommending Jesus. Huh? We getting caught up in their own little crazy world. What? And what happened? And this happened. And recommend, after you listen to all what they got to say on the subjects, recommend Jesus. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But the citizens hated him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm going to go a little farther. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called upon him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. See, he wants the provisions to increase by trading. Amen. Going out and telling his folks the good news. That's what you're trading. Amen. You're trading the good news, you're going out and telling them, and that's going to increase the kingdom. Amen. His provisions, they're going to increase. He's going to keep giving you more and more to keep working that work. Amen. Then came the first saying, Lord, the pound had gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. He had it now. He had it then. Amen. And then and then 10 cities later. Amen. Then and later. And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound have gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up, thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I had laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? See, God wants interest, saints. He wants you to multiply what he gave you. Amen. He blessed you to be a blessing, not to sit on it and talk about how blessed you are. Amen. He blessed you to be a blessing. He wants to multiply it. Amen. Because it's going to multiply the kingdom. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. Woo, that one used to mess me up right there. Everybody who was standing around, he said, take from them the ones that have, that don't have. Now, they only got a little, and give it to the ones that have it. I used to say, Lord, now how can you be a just God and do that? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto everyone which hath shall be given. Listen to the saints. And from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. That just don't seem right. So everybody that got, they're gonna keep getting it. And the ones that don't have nothing, you're going to even take what they don't even have? Is that what it's saying? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let me give you this revelation. If you have Christ, you're going to be given even more. What's the eternal life? See, if you got Christ, that ain't the end. You're going to be even given some more. But if you don't have Christ, whatever you think you have in this world, there you go. Now it makes sense. Amen. If you got, so we got to take, we got to recommend Jesus. Amen. They think they got, even the rich, they think they got something. All my needs are met now. Oh, I got everything I need. If you don't have Christ, you got nothing. And what that nothing that you do have, think you got, come on. That's the revelation. Did you all catch that one? Woo, that one used to seem like it was just wrong to me. God had to, Lord, you got to show me what you're talking about here. I know you're a just God. I know you fair. Huh? But now it makes sense. When he put it to me like that, amen. Because the rich think they just gonna have, just ain't gonna never be taken away from them. The rich ruler, he had enough sense to at least go find out, let me see how I can keep this stuff I got forever. Jesus, how do I get eternal life? Then when he was given the answers, he was lacking that one thing. Zacchaeus had it. Zacchaeus, soon as salvation came to him, look, I'm giving all this stuff. I can have this stuff away right now. Huh? He had it. I'm going to restore everything. If I took something, I mean, he went above and beyond. I'm going to give half everything I have I got to the poor right now. You know, because he wanted it forever. Amen. Lord have mercy. I'm going to read a few more of these saints. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. This is what we're trying to get them to avoid. Huh? The enemies of God, we don't want them to get to this point when he said, bring me them enemies so I can slay them. Amen. And when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. I'm going to stop right there. Father, thank you for your word. We get it, Lord. We need to recommend Jesus, period, Lord. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in your people, Father. Thank you for clear-cut direction, Lord. We do. We can discern. We see the times, Father. They are wicked. But we're going to recommend Jesus. Christ is still the answer, Lord.